Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who might have to walk out of this podcast to go down to my nearest movie theater to check out J-Lo and Owen Wilson's latest film, Marry Me. Not a product placement. I'm Rob Sestrino. Hello and welcome. Wow. It's Rob Has a Podcast. And I'm just emotion right now. Boy, we're sad to lose Mirai, but as a guy who's going to recap, 37 more episodes of Celebrity Big Brother here this month, very happy to see Chris Kattan stay. Got a lot to recap for you after a live eviction here tonight. Okay, let's welcome in our panel here. It was in the preseason. We talked with this woman about everything that was going on with these famous celebrities, and they've somewhat delivered. Please welcome back, of course, the great Sasha Joseph. Sasha, how are you?
Deep breath. Excited to be here. Excited to talk with all of you. But my queen is gone. Mm-hmm. They got her.
And she's too good for this world.
She is. She really is. And, I'm trying not to come in hot, but man, what a podcast for me to be on talking about Asian representation or lack of. So here we are, people. Okay. Here we are.
We'll talk about it. Sasha, how are you doing other than that?
I'm good. I mean, at the end of the day, I really enjoyed this season and I really like all of them, even like the sleepy people. They're so funny.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, great to have you back here with us. Also here with us tonight, our good friend Matt Liguori. Matt, how are you?
Yes. Very excited to be back here. Took the BB23 off, but watched. Very excited to be back in the podcasting game for this one. I am a little nervous to be here with you guys tonight. You are a little older than me, but I am excited to get into
it. Well, Matt, I've got a big brother, big sister, old enough to be your dad hug for you, okay?
Okay, I'll take the hug.
From far away. From far away. Don't get up.
Don't get too close.
Don't get up. No. Socially distance.
Okay. One day.
Okay. All right. And then back with us, it is the voice of the people, not the eyes of the people, because she can't see any Marry Me signs. It's Melissa Denny.
Yeah. I would have done so terribly at that competition. Everyone's like, oh, Chris, he threw that one. He threw it. He was too scared to make the move, the backdoor move. He threw it, blah, blah, blah. I'm sitting there like, no, I didn't spot a single sign throughout the entire
Not even in the first round?
No, I did not. I saw I literally scanned the whole thing. I thought it was just like, even in the example one they showed, like they
You thought it was like a Joe Schmo challenge.
Yeah, I think it was just like, okay, like we're just going to show you example, like signs, like you're not going to be able to see the actual like Marry Me sign, but we'll just show you signs. So I thought, maybe I didn't see it then, that's fine. It's just an example. Mm-hmm. And then they show the actual ones and I'm like scanning the entire thing. Did not spot the sign one time.
Yes.
So they all got the answer right. And I was like, are they all guessing or something? How are they all on the same page? And yeah, so I guess Melissa, I'm the HOH, if you will.
the real question is, will you and Kyland be watching Marry Me before this year's Academy Awards when you watch all of the nominated films?
Well, I mean, that one is absolutely getting nominated. Are you kidding me? Of course I'm going to watch it. It's Best Picture, right? Mm-hmm. Best Actress, Best Actor, etc. Mm-hmm. I'm going to watch it prior to tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, it's happening.
It doesn't come out until Friday.
Well,
only in theaters. Only in
theaters.
Well, yeah, I know you're in the industry. Maybe you have a source.
I have the hookups for Marry Me.
Wow. Yeah.
I do not.
Okay. All right. Oscar nominations are tomorrow morning. So maybe we'll see. Maybe if, if it's eligible. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, maybe 2023.
Yeah. Happy to have you here with us. Of course, if you're live at robswebsite.com/BBQuestions, you can send in your questions and we will talk about them later on here in the show. We are back here tonight with a live recap tomorrow night. Melissa, are you ready for the first roundtable of the season?
I am. It's kind of weird because we're starting off not rating two of the players because they're already gone. And it's very odd to have our first roundtable be at this point in the game. It feels like so much has already happened. But I'm very excited to rate the players. I already know who some of my top rated players are going to be. Well, I guess we'll see after, everything. But, I think you should tune in.
Okay. All right. And then Wednesday night, be sure to join us when Hannah Chadha will be our guest for the recap after the Wednesday night episode, when we'll find out if you're not watching the feeds, about the HOH nominations.
Well, now I see why I was asked to be on this podcast instead of that podcast.
Okay. All right.
Sam,
yes.
We have something to discuss. Right,
that's an off-podcast conversation, probably. But anyway,
I don't have any beef with Hannah.
Yeah.
I hope not.
Be sure to join us for that one. And of course, you can subscribe to robswebsite.com/BBFeed to get all of your Big Brother podcasts from RHAP, including the live feed updates. And Taryn will be back in just 12 hours from now to talk about everything that happens overnight in the BB, I keep wanting to say BB23, Big Brother Celebrity 3 house. Okay. So, boy, Mirai goes home. I feel like the headline is 7-0. That seemed unexpected.
Expect the unexpected.
Expect the unexpected. That's right. What am I thinking? Of course. Yeah.
Well, they've hid so much from us. We still don't know why.
Yeah.
Like, no one... I don't know if like is the right word. No one connects with her. Like, these boomers, like, go somewhere else. Like, how dare you be so mean to Mariah? Like, she did nothing. I hate all of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why, like, Rob can't connect with, like, any, like, it's like, it's so hard for him, like, because he's older.
Sorry, Melissa, your connection is a little in and out tonight.
Rob and I would be final two. I'll go to final two.
Thank you.
Yeah, not even a vote from Misha or Todrick, who were, you know, rah-rah, we want to keep Mariah in the house, but nobody, not a single vote.
It
was unfortunate.
Matt, do we have any sense of what happened? Because I don't recall hearing any sort of word that this was going to be a slam dunk 7-0 vote.
Well, because at the end of the day, Chris Kirkpatrick, I don't think I've said it out loud yet, is still like doing a relatively good job being in between these two alliances. So everybody does still want to keep him happy. And we saw his plan. I mean, we'll get to the feeds of it all, you know, from today, where it seemed like maybe there was a different plan. Obviously that didn't happen. So I guess throughout the day, he reaffirmed with everybody is kind of what we have to guess because we didn't see any of it on the feeds. And they all must have checked back in and said, nope, we're still going with your plan. Mariah's going home. Obviously, all that stuff that happened before feeds even turned on with Mariah and Chris. So it's just, you know, expect the expected.
I guess so. I mean, I wonder if when Shayna might have set the tone on Friday night when she said, OK, well, I know who's going to go home anyway. I'm not going to like waste my vote here and I'm going to vote with the house. Did this just sort of like, OK, everyone's like, well, OK, we know that Mariah is going to go home. I don't want to just be on the wrong side of the vote for nothing.
I think part of it is, you know, I think half the people wanted Mariah to go home. Half the people didn't, but they also were like, quote unquote, working with the HOH. So you've got like Todrick, you know, like, and that whole side of the house not wanting Mariah to go home, But they discussed it with Chris and were like, well, look, if it does come down to it, like, and Mariah doesn't pull herself off the block, like, because that was the whole conversation, is like, will Mariah win the veto? Will she pull herself off the block? If she doesn't, you know, I don't want to vote her out, but like, I'm willing to do that for your sake because I'm working with you. You know, that was like the whole thing was like, we will do this for you. Mm-hmm. And I think that's how it ended up playing out. I think a lot of people or that side of the house that wanted Mariah to stay were probably banking on the fact that she might win the veto and take herself down. I don't really know what would have happened had Todrick won the veto. Would he have, you know, used it on Mariah because he doesn't want Mariah to go home and he knew she would if he didn't? Or would he not want to, you know, upset Chris and, you know, just not rock the boat, keep everything the same? I really don't know. A lot of the discussion that had been happening was like, is there going to be a big move that's made? And the weird thing was like, everyone was, or like half the house was on board with this big move. Like Carson and Cynthia and Shayna and Chris were all on board with this big move of potentially backdooring Todrick. But no one was willing to.
So what happened?
No one was willing to do it if they won the veto. The only way they said this was going to happen is if Chris wins the veto, takes down Chris Kattan. Chris Kirkpatrick takes down Chris Kattan and then puts up Todrick. They all said, like, if anyone else wins the veto, this isn't happening. It's only happening if you win the veto. So basically, mm-hmm. they were banking on the fact that he, like, could win this veto. He didn't, obviously.
Imagine if Chris Kirkpatrick could win this veto.
Mm-hmm. 0-4-4-5-6-4. Yeah, they're all spineless jellyfish is what it came down to. They're so worried about keeping up appearances and, you know, making sure they do the right thing that I don't know. Now that I think how it all played out and I think about it, I don't think Todrick would have even used it after all that lip he was giving yesterday to Chris Kirkpatrick mm-hmm. about she's the only Asian. You shouldn't vote her out. It looks so bad, blah, blah, blah. And look at you.
Mm-hmm. That's like, he, you know, he was annoying me in the DR too, because he was saying, you know, the storage room conversation that Todrick and Misha were having with Chris, I think that was last night. And they were saying, you know, oh, well, like Carson, and they haven't shut up about Carson. But then Todrick is saying to us, I was just trying to give him a different example of something else he could do. It's like, mm-hmm. no, you weren't. Like, you were trying to manipulate him into doing what you want him to obviously do. And we all know that. So I don't know why he was, you know, acting that way, but he just wanted Chris to make the move and Chris to be the one to decide that we could save Mariah this week and go with a different plan. He was never actually going to pull the trigger himself and make it happen if he won, I don't think.
Yeah. Do we know what Todrick would have done had he won the veto on the tiebreaker?
I don't think he would have used it. I think he would have, I think
left it alone.
Yeah. I think, I mean, maybe in like a dream world, he would have liked to use it, but I feel like he probably wouldn't have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think he would have wanted to use it, but I think like all the talk that in his conversation with Misha and Chris Kirkpatrick, that like they basically were saying, look, like we don't want to vote her out, but we're going to do this for you. We are loyal to you. Like this is not in our best interest. We don't want to do mm-hmm. it, but we're going to do it for you. And I think then if they turned around and were like, just kidding, we're going to use the veto on her. Sucks for you. Pick a replacement. Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't see them doing that, because I think the whole thing was like, look what we've done for you. And I think they're going to hold it over his head, because they're going to mm-hmm. be like, this is what you wanted.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
And Todrick had to know that if he did that and like blindsided Kirkpatrick, then it probably would have been Misha going on the block. I mean, it's just the natural thing to do there.
I mean, coming away from this, I mean, this was a pretty good HOH for Chris Kirkpatrick, of that, you know, he had the one person that he felt like, okay, well, this is the one, you know, the person he was campaigning against Mariah last week. He got her out of the house, 7-0 vote. I think everybody still feels like they're with Chris Kirkpatrick. I mean, I think from an HOH perspective, I think this is like as best of you can hope for your HOH going.
Yeah. I think it overall is very good for him, especially if he's trying to weaken Misha and Todrick, because, you know, Mariah would have worked with them. And so I think that, you know, maybe he's not blatantly taking a shot at, you know, that side of the house, but he is, you know, injuring them a little, making it harder for them in the long run under the guise of like, well, we had a falling out, me and Mariah. So I have to take her out. It has nothing to do with trying to weaken you guys. It's just me and her. We have beef. So like, I need to get her out, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And so I do think that overall, I think this was a good week for him. And as much as it's like kind of boring that we didn't get the big blindside or anything like that, I think overall it's better for the players in the house to not have that happen right then, because I think Misha would have not loved that one. And then also I think it's better overall for viewers, because, you know, if Todrick gets out and Misha is like, you know, chops or got her leg chopped off or whatever, like how boring is that for the rest of us? We want to see them, you know, fight against each other and go like go hard. So I think that overall for the, yeah, for the long run,
right,
I think it's better for the game rather than just like, okay, Todrick's out the door. That's the end of his story.
And so, for Chris and Shayna, hard to envision a scenario where either of them go up on the block, no matter who the next HOH is, because if it's somebody from Misha's side, they're going to go after Carson and Cynthia. And if it's Carson and Cynthia, they're going to go after Misha and Todrick. And then even like, you know, one of the stragglers, like from the Lamar and Todd and Chris, can't imagine that they are going after Chris in this spot. So you know, kind of a boring HOH, but you know, a very effective one for Chris Kirkpatrick. In terms of Mariah, did she have much of a campaign to stay?
I didn't.
She's over it.
I think a lot of it was her.
I don't think either of them did. Yeah. No. Like, I
you saw Catan's really pitch to stay. It was, let me go home. I think a lot of it for the two of them over the past couple of days has been, as you kind of saw in the episode, them comforting each other, and just kind of being there for each other. Mariah obviously had a really tough time, in the house the whole time, especially the past couple of days, and Catan as well. So, I mean, Mariah definitely was having some conversations, mostly, I think, with Todrick, if I'm, you know, remembering correctly, where he was hoping that she would stay. But I think at the end of the day, her heart had, you know, kind of checked out a couple days ago.
And she talked a little bit about how she was like, I'm so stupid or bad at this game. So I think she also was getting caught up in how folks saw her is almost like how she started to see herself towards the end, which is, I think, another reason why she apologized, right, for being emotional, which is so unfortunate. Like, what happened in the house that someone needs to apologize for emotions, like in her speech? So so that's why I feel like she just kind of had given up by then.
Yeah. For Mariah, whatever happened before feeds came on, or and that was it, or did it continue to happen even after the feeds came on and we were just blacked out for those times?
Well, the mystery happened before the feeds. Whatever this mysterious, you know, we have no idea what that part is, happened before the feeds. The only thing since the feeds have been on is just we've seen her be an outcast, and nobody's really wanted to be her friend besides Catan, essentially.
Okay.
Yeah. I still have no clue what went on beforehand. And I think, like, I think it's a little, it's unfair, really, to not let us know what happened, because I feel like there's judgment being made either way. Like, you know, there's the rumors are flying, and like whatever it is, I would hope isn't as bad as some of the rumors I've seen.
Yeah.
So like, I just feel like it's unfair to the participants. And like, it's also unfair to us because we don't really understand why Mariah is going home. Like, there's really no reason behind it. So I wish that they would kind of give us a hint as to what it is, or at least let the contestants like talk about it and say like what happened. I don't know. It just seems odd. And the contestants themselves, they know that we're not being told about it, because Todrick has mentioned that, you know, it's clearly not on the edit. They're not being asked about it in confessionals or anything like that. So they know that it's not being shared. Mm-hmm. They're not sharing it with us. CBS isn't sharing it with us. Like, we have no clue what happened. And, you know, so it's unfortunate.
But Sasha, Teddy hasn't spilled any tea.
Right. That's why I keep going to her Instagram. She has not. Because I was like, Teddy, like, you know, woman scorn, like that's what she's giving us. So I was like, come on. She's talking mad about, you
She's
know,
Roger.
But I was like, what happened with Mariah? Come on, tell us. But nothing. So mm-hmm. I'm like, did CBS sign NDAs? Like, what's going on?
I don't know. Well, Mariah, we'll do some exit press with a few different outlets, and then we'll see. She will be, you know, getting her phone back and back on social media. I don't know if she is like that active on social media like that, but we will find out maybe more in the next couple days.
Yeah, I mean, she's got a lot of love waiting for her, so I hope that she pops on at least once to, you know, say hello.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Let's talk about what we saw on the episode tonight. Okay, so we had our nominations. It was Mariah and Chris Kattan on the block. Julie opened up the show on a night. It was almost like she knew what was coming with some very un-Julie-like shade towards Chris Kattan.
The other Chris is just trying to figure out what house he's in.
Come on, Julie.
And just because she's so awkward, like, I feel like that line could have been so funny, like even funnier. She's just kind of like, I don't know, it didn't land for me as I wish it did. Also, were they experimenting with like the screens behind them? Was that new or am I just not paying enough attention? I feel like they had the two nominees on the two different screens behind her at one point, and then they kept panning over to the next screen to show the Chris's. I don't know if it was new. Maybe I just haven't been paying enough attention.
Yeah, I have to go back. You might be the first to notice this.
Yeah, I feel like I don't even notice that.
Mm-hmm. It was like it started with her all the way on stage left and then just went all the way around. But mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
They do it big for Celebrity Big Brother, right? Like they change everything. So maybe like now someone go look, not me. I'll never do this, but someone go to
someone
season
else
one and
this.
Season two Celebrity Big Brother and see if like, was it this extra also?
Mm-hmm. I think that they did add a lot of the video walls, I think, for Big Brother 22. I think that they really did upgrade the studio. Mm-hmm. So look, this is the first time they had the chance to do it here for Big Brother Celebrity. Okay. So Chris Kattan is on the block. Carson is happy that it's not him. Sasha, any thoughts on Carson so far?
Love him, right? I think we even talked about this a little, that we knew he was going to be the entertainer and very much the like in the front. But I will say pleasantly surprised by how well he's been able to integrate himself and be seen as a threat. Because the man, I feel like this man just bakes all the time, like from scratch. Like that's his vibe. He's like, oh, I'll cook my way into your heart.
Yeah.
So, I don't know why they're seeing him as a threat. He won one competition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they reference is the 3 minutes and whatever seconds. Like that's like the main thing. It's you don't want that to happen again. You know Carson, Mr. 3 minutes and something seconds.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he wants to be
And it's funny because you ever like turn the feeds on, the man and Cynthia just lay in bed all the live long day. I mean, they talk for sure. And again, it's just that veto comp. It's just
he's saving his energy. Conserving his energy for the comps.
It's crazy.
Okay. So Cynthia is a little worried that she could go up on the block. Chris and Shayna, they're walking the tightrope, that they're concerned about Misha and how she could take Mirai off the block. Melissa, Misha is really just a like a woman with a one-track mind.
Yes, yes, definitely. Yeah, she's very intense. And I think that other people are noticing that. They're getting a little like turned off by that, especially Shayna. So, yeah, I don't know if we've seen that clip going around where Shayna speaks her mind on
She thinks that Misha is an a-hole. Is that right?
Yes. Is that right? And she just says it so bluntly. Yeah. Like, Chris is like, oh, you know, I really like her and I respect her as a person, blah, blah, blah. And she's just like, no, she's an a-hole. Mm-hmm. So, you know, very interesting to get her perspective on that. But yeah, no, Misha is just, you know, wanting to get Carson out, wanting to get that side of the house. I mean, she's very clear that, like, she sees him as a threat. That's the next move. And that's that. Which is, yeah, kind of surprising to me. I don't really know why they think he's that big of a threat, because it also seems like they don't really care that it's not that they think he's a threat because he has a lot of people around him or because like Cynthia and him have teamed up and they seem really close. Like, it just seems like they're just targeting him. Like, Todrick at one point said like he doesn't want to get out Cynthia. So it just seems like it's odd to me that they've just picked out Carson and they're like, this is a guy we need to get out, especially considering that I thought for sure Todrick was going to work with Carson when they got into the house because they knew each other from outside the house. They've worked together. I mean, unless there's something I'm missing in terms of some sort of beef they have, like outside of the house.
Yeah. Yeah. Amon was talking about this on the update the other day, but you know, there might be, some jealousy or some like, you know, some animosity over, you know, things that have gone on different sets about, you know, who's closer to RuPaul.
I mean, just throughout their time in the house, I feel like I've heard them both say this of just, you know, they started the game, they thought that they might be, you know, good allies for each other. But then just as time went on, they really separated. Todrick really attached himself to Misha, and she really attached herself right back. And that's just not an energy that Carson Kressley as a person is ever going to want to be around Misha Tate. So, the way that that this whole alliance split, the alliance we spent the first two episodes on, formation, really has, you know, completely separated those two, and it doesn't seem like there's any turning back, which is like Melissa said earlier, I do, you know, that's the upside for the blind side not working out tonight. Hopefully, you know, we'll get to a point over the next couple of cycles that potentially we could get the Carson versus Todrick, whether it's one of them get HOH, put the other up, or some kind of blow up. I feel like we need it. Oh, hi, Dennis.
Yeah. Hypothetically, what if Misha was not in the house? Is it possible that we could see some sort of a warming of Carson and Todrick?
I mean, Todrick's going to have nowhere to go. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So
who else is Todrick going to work with? I mean, Kirkpatrick was almost going to blindside him today.
Who's the other person that's really good at working out? Because we know that that seems to be Todrick's like kink. So it could be whoever is the next good workout.
Mm-hmm. Not that. Rob, have you like clipped any of these stuff? Like, Todrick loves when Misha works out. He like loves her, and I don't know. He's like got a big crush.
What is he saying? I know. I've heard what he said on the TV show.
I feel like he's infatuated by her.
Yeah.
He just says a lot. He's just very into her. I don't know how to describe it. He just is. Yeah. It's just, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
he's got a big attachment to her, and very curious to see, you know, if they do get split up. But I don't know, they're gonna be friends after this. Is Misha gonna be a judge on a future season of Drag Race?
I'm not sure Todrick is gonna be a judge on a future season of Drag Race.
Well, Misha will at least get the invite to the mansion, so
yes,
we'll see,
yes, she will be invited to the after party for sure.
But goodness, yeah,
yeah, okay, all right,
Carson won't be.
All right, we got some Chris Kattan segments, of course. The producers, they love Chris Kattan. Chris Kattan wakes up in the middle of the night, and Sasha, I'm like, oh no, where is this going? Like you see Chris Kattan stumble out of bed, and it could go in 100 different directions.
So this is where I was like, he's drunk, yeah? Like, he got some alcohol. Because, like, who has not been drunk? Somehow, thankfully, luckily made it into their bed, but then something else, you know, they needed to get out. That is me. Mm-hmm. So I was like, unfortunately, college Sasha has been there, so I understand, but I don't think that's what it was.
Yeah.
So what is this man doing? Like, do you think something comes on in his brain?
Well, I'm wondering, and I've seen this theory on Twitter. Is he taking some pills to help him sleep that might be causing him to be in somewhat of a zombie state in the middle of the night?
It does seem like he gets up and, you know, doesn't just sleep the whole night through. He is on the move, on the go. And I just thought this segment was so funny because he like stands up and he's in his little like tiny boxers and he's just in a big shirt and he's just like stumbling around and he's just like hitting all the beds. And I was just like, oh God, where is this going? And I love how Carson is like, no, keep it moving. Do not get in this bed. He's sitting there like knowing that someone is coming towards the bed. So funny, like a horror film.
They can't do something for these house guests that they have to put them in this pitch black room to sleep. Like they can't put like some like glow in the dark sticker by the door or something.
Just some sort of like ambient lighting, you know, just a nice little glow or something.
Yeah.
I'm shocked that it's so dark. I don't know why they need to.
It must screw up the infrared camera to have any sort of light on and they don't get as good of a shot if there's any light in the room. But I mean, give them a clue where the door is.
Right. I also want to point out that I feel like, somebody could very easily or quickly correct me on this, but Carson sleeps in a different room than that one. He sleeps in the back room. So, but we saw on the first night that Carson put his bag down in the room that he was sleeping in this clip. So I think that this clip might have been from like the first week in the house. And the editors were sitting on it this whole time saying, we have to get this into one of the episodes. We have to make sure that we show Chris Kattan almost stumbling into Carson Kressley's bed before this season is done. And obviously, there could have been a chance he went home today. It wasn't going to happen. But I guess before he possibly could have gone home, we had to show him stumbling around in the dark.
Yeah, and I think the cake segment did so well that they were like,
we got to double down on this.
We got it. We need more.
All the Kattan stumbling around the house. We got to see it.
Yeah. I think that they loved it, and they want to give us more.
How much sleep content will we get? Like, someone needs to do the over-under on that.
Like,
yeah,
I feel like every episode we're gonna get.
Like,
we get it. Okay.
Well, they only have that one lullaby cue, and it's like, you know, like we're gonna get that, and then it's like, okay, well, what is this gonna be? Is this gonna be? Is this gonna be Lamar talking in his sleep? Is this Todd snoring? Is this Chris Kattan eating cake in the middle of the night? Mm-hmm. No, Chris Kattan just stumbling into the bed. Which was narrated very funny by Carson. Okay. All right. So we see Shayna and Chris. They're doing spa masks. And they're talking about how they are not feeling Misha. They think that Misha's running the house. Chris hopes he wins the veto. Mm-hmm. Gotta win the veto. And then do we think Chris was throwing the veto?
I hope so.
I don't think so.
That man was squinting. He was
like,
I hope so.
I could not see a single marry me. So I do not think he threw it. I think he was just in the same predicament as me. A very intelligent person, just got LASIK and has perfect vision. So for all of those people who are saying, Melissa, you might want to get your eyes checked, you're wrong. And I think he did not throw it.
The first time he got it wrong, it's like, okay, that's, you know, that sucks for him. Everybody else got it right. And then it happened again. So then we're on two in a row and he's like, damn. And then it happened again.
Yeah.
And then it happened again. Eventually he got one right. So like,
his face looked pained. Like, no one can see you. This man is quote unquote super fan. So he knows that no one can see you. So if he really was throwing, shouldn't he be like Hannah and Derek, right? Like from last season where they're like, yeah, we lost. Like, mm-hmm. But nah, this man was like, oh no, another one I lose. So he's pleased.
Well, let's talk about this veto competition because we come back from commercial and I see up on the screen, we have a poster for Marry Me, the film where Jennifer Lopez and Owen Wilson get married. Where's Owen Wilson been? I feel like he's been on a hiatus for a few years, Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
He's back.
Took some time off.
He's back to marry J-Lo. And
I want to say, because this was not brought up, Rob, on the show, so I need to highlight. There's a third person on the movie. The reason why I'm going to be watching Maluma. He is a Colombian singer. Everyone, do yourself a favor. Look him up. You're welcome. You will have your next celebrity crush, but also very good looking, very talented man. Mm-hmm. So the point is that there's three people and he's actually the main. And then Owen Wilson comes.
I was going to say, there's a very good looking, very talented man, and Owen Wilson's the star of the movie.
And Owen Wilson steals J-Lo away from
Maluma.
Like you just did. Yes. Boy. Good to be true.
This is like Ben Affleck, A-Rod all over again.
Yeah, maybe she has a type. It's true.
Yeah. Like, I need like a washed up actor guy. Okay. Am I going to get dragged? Do people love Ben Affleck?
Yeah. Yeah. No, they love.
Oh
him,
no!
I think.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I think people are rooting for Ben and Jen.
People are loving the throwback. I think.
Like the throwback. People love nostalgia. Yeah. Reboot. It's a reboot.
Yeah. It's a reboot.
Yeah.
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 That time, if you know anything about Ben, you don't want our girl with Ben.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, all right. So I can't believe that we got a celebrity product placement here in Celebrity Big Brother, that I feel like that to me, this was like a new low, right? Not a J-Lo.
I did not love how they like had Julie introduce it and then had us watch a whole like preview of
right.
it. Like usually if it's a tie-in, it's like, hey, here's the movie. Like, okay, now we're going to do the competition. That's fine with me. Whatever. Who cares? Like Big Brother Canada does stuff like that all the time, as long as it like makes sense with the competition. But to force us to watch a trailer for it, like, no thanks. I don't want to know.
Well, I thought the comp was going to be, they showed us the trailer, and then I thought we're going to have to answer questions about the trailer. Like,
I'm just glad they didn't have that. That would be even worse.
Did Owen Wilson get the sign before or after J-Lo's saw the video of her husband
purple,
cheating?
Blue or black ink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would have been way worse. So at least they didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't they have Maluma introducing, you know, the movie? Imagine that. People would have been watching the movie, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll go, I just can't wait. I love when they do this kind of stuff, you know, putting this kind of advertisement in, because, you know, when somebody is watching Celebrity Big Brother season 3 in 7 to 8 years from now, looking back on the film, Marry Me.
Mm-hmm.
how did that go?
I mean,
let us know.
Yeah. How did Dear Evan Hansen go? And that was like 6 months ago.
Send us a tweet in the future.
Mm-hmm.
But with cheesy rom-coms, you know what you're getting. Like, you're not expecting, I know y'all were joking, but like, you're not expecting it to be like Oscar worthy. Like, you're watching it for the jokes. Like, you're just like, how silly is this? But I love it. You love a rom-com. It's great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Imagine your Valentine's Day if your significant other says to you, we're going to watch Marry Me.
Some people,
okay,
you know, rom-coms, you know, generally, I mean, if it's,
but
if
this
it's good,
one, like there's so many good ones already.
Because as the only single person on this panel, I found out Valentine's Day was coming up from this episode of Big Brother.
It's Monday. You know, my husband will be watching it.
Yeah. It's Monday and we'll be live with another recap. Happy Valentine's Day, Nicole.
God.
Yeah.
That's how I'll spend my day.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my God.
Okay. All right. So,
look, you know, I do have to say, like, at least a new rom-com is coming out. I feel like there's been a dearth of rom-coms. We haven't had a new rom-com in forever. And, like, yeah, it is a little disappointing that, like, in order to get a rom-com, we have to, like, go all the way back and get Owen Wilson and, you know, J-Lo back, like, to do a rom-com. It's like, can't we just have a new rom-com with new people and, like, have a new genre or, like, continue the genre instead? It's like, okay, in order to do a rom-com, it has to be like a throwbacky type thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, at least we're getting rom-com made. I have to say, like, I hope it does well, because I'd like more to come, because you're really lacking good new rom-coms. So
yeah, well, in fairness, maybe that the target demo for the audience that's looking for the J-Lo and Owen Wilson rom-com is also the target audience of fans of the celebrities that are in the Celebrity Big Brother 3 house.
Yeah.
Maybe Mariah was onto something.
I don't think you're wrong.
By the way,
don't
talk about how Julie the way that Julie advertises the celebrities, another famous person will leave the house. It's like Dancing with the Stars isn't like, which famous person will be going home tonight?
So, yes.
Who's, cause someone's going home.
I guess
celebrities leave the house.
They don't have like a Dancing with the Normies where they're not celebrities. Julia, yeah. Celebrities. This is different.
I noticed also that, like, I guess it's true, but like, Julie was saying former this and former that for every celebrity in the house, mm-hmm. where it's like, it's kind of like, I don't know. I feel like she's like former NSYNC member, former Olympian. And it's like,
once you're in NSYNC, you're in it for life.
It just feels like, oh, okay. So you are saying that they're not famous for anything anymore.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I
think Justin would identify as being a former NSYNC member. I think that he is renounced.
True. And it's not a wrong description. I just think that it is like lending credence to the idea that like these people are no longer celebrities. Mm-hmm. They are like previous reality TV stars.
The other four guys aren't giving it up. Yeah.
It's like former this, former that, and nobody is currently doing anything. So mm-hmm. that's why they're in the house is essentially what it seemed like she was saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's giving has-beens.
Yeah.
It's giving has-beens.
Okay. Well, all right. Marry Me competition. Okay. Which section of the sign? We're going to do in, we've gone, where's full, where's Waldo? Which section of the sign are they holding up the Marry Me? I wrote in my notes, this seems very easy.
At first glance.
Yeah,
until you try it yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it also went by very fast.
Yeah,
so you know, obviously the signs will look the same, and some of us were having a harder time seeing the signs than others. Yes. And when it goes by very fast, it, you know.
Okay, so I guess Sasha, good comp or bad comp? Marry Me.
Easy comp. Like, I mean, as in they needed to get something going and move mm-hmm. on. So in that way, I think it was fine. I actually, yeah, got a few, but I was really close to my screen. Being yeah. like, oh, where's the sign? Got it. So
I didn't get them all.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I did not get all of them.
I was struggling. Okay. The struggle is real.
Seems like everyone's bragging a little bit and saying that they did get some.
So. We got
and
some.
I don't even have 2020
think
mission.
About
Damn.
Some of the other people here or not here or whatever that may not have mm-hmm. seen any, you know, and, you know. Mm-hmm. About them.
They yeah. stay on the block. That's mm-hmm. what
we're mm-hmm. Okay. So, all right. We go through all that. Chris Kirkpatrick is getting zeros across the board. I mean, it was amazing that I think we were five questions in before he even got one point.
That's what I'm saying. It was funny. It was like, you just... Because and that Twitter was exploding. Like, is he throwing this? Is he throwing this? And I still am not 100% convinced he was throwing it.
It's funny because, like, everybody for like the drama factor was rooting for him and mm-hmm. he was the one person to like be getting them all wrong. And even on the first round, it was like, he was the one person answering wrong and everybody else got it right. And it was like, okay, either he got it right and this is going to be like a really fast competition or he sucks and everyone else got it right. So, yeah, it was a little disappointing that the one person people were rooting for who might have done something.
If he decided today that he's going to change his mind and not do the back door, small chance maybe that him knowing he's coming off of an HOH week is like, let me make myself look like I'm a completely non-competition threat. Like put in the worst performance you could possibly imagine so that I can just run with that. You saw me in the veto competition. I sucked at that.
I think it's a little 5D chess of like, maybe, but like just, completely... You know,
this guy's he's thinking he's gaming. I don't know.
Sasha, you would think though that if they were going to do this competition, now Chris Kirkpatrick, who has hit, I believe the big 5-0, that they would tell him if he had glasses, like, hey, Chris, you might want to bring your glasses for this one, right?
Yeah, because he was squinting. I mean, like I said, really hard. That's why I don't think he was throwing, because he was trying to find the thing, but they did him dirty. They said, Mariah gotta go, so we gotta make sure this man can't see.
Yeah. Okay. So, sorry. The blind side is on you.
Oh, that yeah. should have been what they promoted for mm-hmm. Chris Kirkpatrick.
Okay. All right. So, ultimately, we get it down to, it's a tie. Okay, this was incredible drama because Shayna comes back that it was what it was Todrick and Mirai, right? They were tied, yeah. And then they miss one. Shayna's the only person who gets a point one round. They're tied. They go into the tiebreak round. It's Shayna versus Todrick. And so we get to where, all right, what is the number of hours from the Mon Juan hat being announced to when Todd got put up on the block? Now, that's like what, the first night to what, like day seven, day eight. And you see the first person to come up, it's Shayna, and she's got, okay, she comes back with 72, like, no, that's not enough. That's not enough. And she turns her card over. I'm like, okay, all right, here we go. I got it. And she comes back with another version of 72.
And I start looking 72.
Yeah. And then Todrick comes out with 180. I'm like, oh, that's not looking too good. And then Price is Right rules with 175.
I put all my trust in Shayna. I was like, oh, she's got it. I was like, Todrick, you idiot. 180? That's way too much.
Yeah, I was like, as if Todrick. I was dragging for no reason.
Also, it would have been really shady if Todrick went with a 182 in that spot.
What?
To beat Shayna with a
Blink 182.
It would have been over.
Wait, what?
It would have been over. Todrick went over and my joke went over.
Yeah.
So Shayna, Vito, we're like, okay, here we go. And we went to commercial. Twitter was going nuts. And she's like, I'm going to leave it the same. That's fine. These nominations are fine. Okay.
And now we're Kourtney Kardashian fans. Yay.
Okay. All right. So it's going to be Chris or Mirai. Live vote is coming up. All right. Can we talk about the Chris Kattan speech?
I would love to.
Okay. All right.
Chris Kattan. Do I stand?
No. Sit. You stay seated. Okay. Here's Chris Kattan.
Do I stand?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Julie. How are you?
Well,
Julie
says, shut up, stupid.
Has anybody ever asked Julie a question about how she's doing in that spot?
Yeah. But
no one said Julie was looking radiant, beautiful, amazing, powerful tonight. Do you think that made Julie feel some kind of way?
Yeah, she's probably really upset.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why she was only well and not great.
That's real.
Yes. Okay. All right. Here's Chris's speech.
Chris, you were right from when you said that I don't know much about about game playing. You're right.
Yeah.
I love you all, and I think I think it's time for me to move on. And you've been very dedicated to playing the game, and it's been very important to you. And I've seen that for a while, from a couple of weeks, and you've had a lot of traumatic moments. And I think you should stay, and I should move on. And I will see you all on the outside. And I love you all.
Okay.
Well, Chris Kattan, that's an unusual speech. I don't know if it's reverse psychology, but let's see how it works out for you.
It was not reverse psychology.
Yeah, that's like a classic speech that someone gives when they know for a fact that they are going out and there's absolutely no chance they're staying. They say, like, you know what, guys, I've had a great time. And then they still say, usually, like, no matter what happens, like, I won't, blah, 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 alluding to the fact that they'll probably go home. Not like, you know what, it's time for me to move on. I'm going to pack my bags. I'm going to see you guys on the outside. It's like, okay, all right.
Mm-hmm. Now, Chris does seem to, like, be having this bond with Mirai that, it was touched on in Mirai's interview. And he takes the time to comment on, how, she's been through a rough time. We saw him hugging her on the show a couple of nights ago. So that is like while we like do a lot of Chris Kattan jokes, like a very nice thing about Chris Kattan.
Yeah, they were both on the outs, and they kind of naturally found each other in that way of comforting each other. And a lot of it wasn't on the feeds, or at least maybe I just didn't see it. But when Julie asked later on, like, are you going to be friends with Chris Kattan? It's like, yeah, I don't see why not.
Yeah, she's going to watch his stand-up and listen to his audiobook.
Yeah.
Or I think she says should read his book. I personalized that. I would listen to his audiobook. Okay. So then, so here comes Mariah. Mariah gives a great speech.
She gives a speech.
Yeah, I mean,
I guess in comparison,
She gives a great speech. In as far as speeches go, not necessarily as far as like Big Brother speeches go.
Yeah. I mean, she tried. Okay, yeah. She tried.
Yeah,
they really. Oh, the fact that this man wants to go home. Lamar said he wants to go home, mm-hmm. and then they were like, "Nah, we still gotta take out the girl that wants to stay." 7-0
Yeah, 7-0 although Mariah did get one shady dig in here during her speech when she talked about how it was very hard for her because she is the only Asian person in the house, and also this,
and it has been so difficult for me here because you are all so much older, but I've
you're also much older.
I would say
so funny. She's like, you guys are all just old.
I don't
people.
Understand your old ways.
Like me walking into family dinner. It's like I'm trying to have a good time, but you are all so much older.
You are all so old.
I don't know. Hey. I'm too old. It's like,
but weird. I mean, listen. So all she you're all out about on them, right? Like they have iced her out. No pun intended. Mm-hmm. In so many ways that she's like. Y'all old, you spineless jellyfish, goodbye.
Sasha, is it possible it was going to be like a 4-3 vote and they heard you all are so old and then that's it.
They
lost
like,
my
old.
Vote. Lost my
I don't
vote.
Think they can think that fast. No offense to this cat.
They are old.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think the people that were most offended by that probably were already voting her out.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. So we do our, everybody goes to go vote. Todd Bridges had an interesting vote. And this is, let's hear Todd Bridges in the diary room.
Hi, Todd.
Hello.
Please cast your vote to evict.
Evict Mariah.
What is this? Yeah.
He's like, ready to go.
Yeah. Okay.
It's his bedtime.
Yeah. Because maybe he didn't want to pull a big D. He's just like, going to keep it as simple as possible. Evict Mariah or Meta World Peace, where what happened where Meta World Peace wanted to see Chuck stay and then voted him out?
Yeah. So if you notice that he talks a lot when his mic is muted. So I think he was saying, I want Chuck to stay. But when it was time to vote and Mike was on, he said, Chuck.
It's so bad.
Sorry about that.
It's funny because, like, you know that they do rehearsal. Like, the feeds literally go down so that they well, actually, maybe that's I feel at some point they do some kind of rehearsal of like them going into the room and you know, how else would they know to pause and wait for Julie to tell them, you know, when it's their turn to talk? Vic Mariah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So by a vote of 7-0, Mariah is evicted from the Big Brother house. We get to hear the house guests a couple of moments before Mariah talks with Julie Chen Moonves. Even Lamar is in disbelief.
Damn. He wanted to be.
I just don't understand.
And they still voted me off.
Yeah, I don't understand why they kept me. I wanted to leave.
But Lamar, you voted for her to go.
Yeah, he says later, he's like, I thought she would get one vote.
Not mine, though, but maybe someone else.
Yeah, but somebody else was on it. Okay, so Mariah comes out of the house and, you know, Julie, you know, wants to be very compassionate towards Mariah.
I wish I could give you a hug right now.
Me too.
A big sister, big brother, old enough to be your mother hug, but I cannot.
I cannot.
But I cannot.
Yeah.
Yeah. She brought up the age thing twice. So I don't know.
Oh, maybe Julie.
Offended. Mm-hmm.
Maybe Julie's the one offended.
Oh, mm-hmm. You think so? Because Julie brought it up that she's old enough to be her mother.
And then she brought it up later when she was like, look, I know I'm older than you. Mm-hmm. But she's like, I can relate, but I know I'm older than you.
Is Julie vain like that?
I mean, I am being like that. If someone, like, I had a mental breakdown on the podcast when I realized I was 20 years away from 50. So it's just everyone would. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
Although, to be fair, I don't think Mariah was talking about Julie. No. So mm-hmm. I don't think Julie has anything to worry about.
Well, yeah, Julie also said, well, Chris Kattan is like my age. So what are you saying? Yeah. 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 Okay. So we saw Julie, get at, well, you know, what were things like for Mariah in the house? Mariah was very lonely there.
Yeah.
She's going to reference. Sorry, Melissa, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
No, go ahead.
She's going to reference the fact that she was the only Asian person in the house, and that's not something she's used to. Dog, hello. And she, you know, was taking an opportunity to kind of just open up. She's on, it's the interview time, and she's just expressing that this is a new experience for her. It was difficult, and that's just why the past couple of days and the past her time in the house was so rough. I got to say, I didn't love Julie's response. You know, she was like, I've never been the only one in the room. And, you know, Julie's like, well, I have. And it's like, well, okay. But she's kind of just talking about her experience right now and just why, whatever. It's fine. Mm-hmm. So, you know, unfortunate that Mariah, you know, it was, you know, put in this situation. And I wish that, I mean, I don't know what I really wanted Julie to say there, but it's like Mariah was making a point that, like, hopefully will be taken by, like, the higher CBS powers to maybe, I don't know.
When? Like, it's.
I know.
It's like so frustrating, and I'm trying to be eloquent when I talk about it, but it's like as an Asian woman, it's so hard to watch. And it's just like, I'm so frustrated by it. Like Derek X tweeted about this too. And it happened to him. It's happened to Julie in Big Brother Canada as well. And Erica, it's like how many times do Asians have to constantly be like, I'm feeling targeted. They always get me first. We're called sneaky, you know, untrustworthy. Like it's constant over and over again. It's the same nonsense. And instead of, you know, maybe even empathizing, right? Like you're talking to someone that's Asian, just like you, like maybe to be like, yeah, you know, it is hard, but I'm grateful you're here. That's all she needed to say. But instead to do this, like, ridiculous pick me nonsense of, you know, like, oh, it's happened to me too. Buck up, buttercup. Like, what are you talking about? It's, I don't know. It's so ridiculous. And like Asians, like, just, I'm here to tell you, like, you're not the only one feeling this way. And, you know, we shouldn't put up with this. Like, it's, you know, it's time we start saying stuff back and, you know, not be in this like model minority, like, oh, if we stay quiet, they'll change eventually. Like, they're not, they're really not.
I mean, 2 weeks back to back on the block from Mariah, like, and again, what did she do? What, you know, so it's definitely frustrating to watch, and you feel for her at this point for her. I'm glad she's out of there. I think a lot of Mariah fans are probably, you know, it would have been great if she stayed, but she deserves to go breathe some fresh air and, you know, be around people that actually appreciate her.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. Plus it's like people complaining like, well, you know, she wasn't bonding with anyone in the house and she wasn't like really trying to, you know, get to know them. And so that's why they all weren't bonding together. It's like, well, she was on the block twice in a row. It's kind of hard to just like have fun and lighten up and, yeah, you know, have a good time with people when you know that you're on the chopping block and clearly not just one person wants you out, but at least two different HOHs want you out. And people seem to be just like, okay with her going home. So, you know, it's hard to bond with people in that. Like, I know that like the whole point is like, yeah, well you should do it. That's part of the game, but it's hard. Mm-hmm. It's not like, it's easier said than done, you know?
Mm-hmm. Julie asks her about the bond with Chris Kattan. She says she can't wait to go see Chris Kattan do his act. I didn't know Chris Kattan was still performing his act.
I didn't know that either.
But it's a wild show. He
closes his eyes and walks around into things.
Yeah.
He'll get a publicity
for Chris Kattan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Does he do stand-up? What is it? What do you think he does? I don't know. I mean, it must be a wild show.
Yeah, because didn't she say stand-up? But I don't think he's ever really done stand-up. I think he might do more, like, characters?
He's a little bit more laid down.
Yeah, I think he comes out and does a mukbang with a sheet cake, I think.
Mmm.
This is like, can you finish the whole thing? Oh, that's amazing. It's incredible.
He keeps coming back for little bits throughout the show.
Yeah.
It's not just like all in one sitting. It's like he comes back, he eats something. He like goes, does a little joke, comes back, eats something.
All right, I'll buy my tickets today.
Mm-hmm.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
Be there.
Okay. So I noticed this with Julie's closing question. She did this with Teddy the other night and she just like, all right, I got to know. What's harder, the Olympics or Big Brother? What's harder?
She wants to hear that Big Brother is, you know, mm-hmm. hardest thing you could ever do.
Yeah.
And also she asked the question, she said, did you have a feeling that you were going to be evicted tonight? Yes, Mariah says. Mm-hmm. Is it because you missed home so much? Yeah, that's why. That's why she knew she was going to be evicted. It had nothing to do with the two weeks she spent on the block where nobody was talking to her. Nobody was making friends with her except for one or two people. No, she just missed home so much. That's how she knew she was going home.
You did this to yourself, right?
Yeah.
Stop telling on yourself that you don't pay attention to the show. Stop.
I'm trying to think of what's going to be the most absurd one of these when she gets to them. I think it might be Todd Bridges. Angela, what's harder, being on the set of Different Strokes or... No.
Oh, my
Big Brother.
Lamar, what's harder, being so tall or being in the Big Brother house?
Or being at a bunny rant or whatever, or here.
Hey, look, I don't know what she's going to have more regrets about. Maybe.
Exactly.
That goes, yeah. All right. But, okay, which is harder, Mariah, the Olympics or Big Brother?
I don't think I was mentally prepared for this. I like being prepared and trained, and this...
Expect the unexpected, Mariah.
You walked right into it.
She's like, yes, another chance to use my catchphrase.
Gotcha. But I laughed the hardest at the end of the episode. Okay, so we're done with Mariah. Mariah, we respect you here. We love you. And then she says,
stay right there. I got to wrap up the show. I got some more business.
Was she leaving?
It's just, if there's two things that Julie's going to do every week, it's tell somebody she would love to hug them, but she can't. And it's tell somebody to stay right there, even though they weren't going to get up. Teddy almost ran away.
Yeah, I guess Teddy almost ran away.
And it's like, you can rehearse every other part of this eviction night, but you can't rehearse, hey, everybody, whoever comes out of the house tonight, make sure you stay in the seat. You can't just say that at the beginning. Well, it's fine. It's like part of
they should absolutely be like, okay, this is what you do if you're evicted. Like, just
stay right there.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
The show. We know. She knows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, Julie also asked her a question of, so are you more surprised that you were saved by the twist or that you got voted out? And it's like, was she? I don't think she really got saved by the twist. I mean, she was staying anyway, right? It just changed she wasn't going to get voted out next to Teddy.
And it's like, we had just talked about how she was not surprised she was going to go down today. Mm-hmm.
She's like, were you surprised?
Yeah.
Like, well, no.
Yeah, they love to bring up the twist. Okay. All right. So that was tonight's live episode of The Big Brother. Okay.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void. We're prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
How about some questions from the audience tonight? All right, I've got some questions, and let's go ahead and bring them in. All right, how about Bradley wants to know, why no goodbye messages? Have we had goodbye messages in Celebrity Big Brother before?
Couldn't tell you.
I don't know.
It doesn't seem necessary. I mean, they're going to go home and see everything that they want to see. So, I'm sure the chat will be able to tell us. But,
yeah, it's not like that we didn't get them because it was Mariah, because we didn't get ones for Teddy.
No.
Okay. All right. Let's take one from, this is from at Dumb Big Brother. Hey, don't talk about my friend Big Brother like that. Did Chris Kattan pull off the Will Kirby strategy to stay tonight? Dalton Ross on Twitter called it the Dan's funeral. What do we think?
Yeah,
giving too much credit.
Yeah,
no, he's a genius. You guys just don't understand it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just the thing for Chris Kattan, like he was in the bathroom. I don't know if this was on the episode or on the feeds, whatever, but he was talking about, you know, Chris Kirkpatrick put me up on the block because he knew that I was coming into the game without wanting to have a strategy. So I like he knew that I wasn't going to play the game. So that's why he put me up or something like that. So I mean, and I know he's been a lot of fun for all these clips and all this stuff, but I want to know, like, the person who cast him, like when they asked him, like, what's your strategy when you go into the house? Like, you've seen the show, or maybe you have any idea what you're going to do in the house. Like, what did he say? What did he tell them?
I think you're implying that they asked anybody who said yes, what's your strategy? like I think this is how this worked. Right. Like, will anybody be in Celebrity Big Brother? They found 11 people who said
it's
yes.
Really that hard?
That's it.
Really that hard?
I mean, this man can't even find the door to get out of the room. Mm-hmm. And we believe that he's, you know, and I know it's because he's on meds, but like he can't do it for whatever reason. So he's not 5D gaming this. Like, stop mm-hmm. the madness.
Mm-hmm. I just, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Stop it.
Yeah. Okay.
Tan.
Stevie says, what could Big Brother do, in your opinions, to spice up the game more? Some fans find this season dull already. Some.
We've barely just gotten started.
Yeah. What do you want?
Triple eviction.
Another Mon Juan hat?
I feel like you're, for Celebrity Big Brother, like, you're not, I don't know, at least for me, like, I'm not looking for, like, amazing gameplay necessarily. Like, and I'm not getting frustrated that I'm not seeing amazing gameplay. I don't know. I feel like you watch it to see like the celebrities play the game and to see them interact with each other and to find out what they're actually like in real life.
Maybe fight.
Yeah. Maybe fight. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So you're not, I don't really know what, I don't think they need to do anything to like spice up the game necessarily. I think it all starts with casting. So I think like maybe if they had a better cast, like, I mean, maybe that would change things. Maybe it would be a bit more like spicy or whatever. Like, but I don't think that anything that they could do now at this point with this cast would really like do anything to really spice up the game. You know, starts with casting.
Yeah.
We have three players in the house right now who are not participating in gameplay, and there's 9 people left. Right. Mm-hmm. So how do you do that? I mean, the 6 people that are playing are going to keep gunning for each other. It's like, that's my number one question going into the next couple of cycles, the rest of the season. How are these 3 men, Todd, Lamar, and Chris Kattan, going to be evicted?
Hey, those are the 3 most fun people to have in the game.
Yeah, I actually think they should be Cameron Lamar at all times.
Well, like,
I think he's so funny. So I think folks need to also understand that Big Brother Celebrity is not the same as Big Brother Normal. So it's just, you're getting what you get. So you have to find the like fun in it where I don't like, someone needs to, again, make a Twitter account of Lamar's quotes, you know, with those motivational pictures. Mm-hmm. And then it's Lamar's quotes.
No,
that's the kind of stuff we have to do.
Lamar has been great. And we didn't even talk about that. He had the segment talking about his son that passed away, which was, you know, like, you know, Lamar has been like, we've gotten like very like, you know, like serious and like introspective stuff from Lamar. And then we also get like, really wacky stuff from Lamar. It's really two extremes. Yeah.
I really like having Lamar in the house. I absolutely think he's very entertaining.
He's been great.
He's fun. Like, you know, his interactions with the other house guests is fun and funny and makes me laugh. So I'm definitely a fan of Lamar. I think like I have different expectations this season. I think if we had a Lamar in like the real Big Brother season, I might be like, come on, do something. Like, why aren't you playing the game? You know, and you might see me rant on the, you know, the round table or whatever. But I feel like you're not really going to get like a rant about bad gameplay about Celebrity Big Brother because it's kind of like, well, what are you going to expect? I just feel like I at least have very different expectations for Celebrity Big Brother versus a normal season.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Let's take a question from Jackie. Should Shayna have used the power of veto and backdoored Todrick?
Yes.
I don't think for her game it would be good for her because right now she's doing a good job of playing both sides of the house. I think that if Chris had done it and she was able to just like vote him out and be like, sorry, I just felt like it was a good game move or whatever, that's one thing. But to actually like if even though it's not her making the move herself, because she's just using the veto, she's not putting the replacement nominee up. Maybe she doesn't know. Oh, I don't know who's going up. It seems like, look, you and Chris have been talking all night. That you must have known he was going to do this. You used the veto. You put Todrick in danger. I thought you were working with him. Mm-hmm. And now Todrick's gone home. Like, I just feel like for her game, not good for her. For Chris Kirkpatrick, maybe a good move. But I just think that, like, the way it played out, I don't think that it made sense to continue through with
just
it.
Just to talk it through. Okay, so, all right. So Shayna uses the veto. Chris takes down. Who would they use the veto on? Mirai or Catan?
He wanted to take down Catan, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay. Take down. Okay. So you take down Chris.
Catan about it, okay. By the way.
And yes.
Chris was like, I don't think you should.
He's like, why?
Yeah. Why me?
Yeah.
Don't take me down. Take her down. Like, I don't. I think she should stay.
All right.
And Chris was like, okay.
So Todrick goes home. Okay. And now you still have to deal with Misha, and so. Does Misha have anybody else?
Mirai at that point.
Yeah.
Even Mirai. Though they took down, Mirai, you were going home. We saved you with this move.
But
he would have saved Chris Catan.
This was all to save you, Mirai.
Yeah.
The play is that they think that, Misha and Mirai and Todrick are working together, mm-hmm. and that Mirai is their little minion. And so all Misha has to say to Mirai is they put you, the two of you up together because they knew the three of us were working together and they wanted to break us up.
Right.
If you were to take down Mirai, maybe it can be couched as like, oh, I saved you. But instead he was trying to like build something with Chris Catan and was going to take down Chris Catan and say, I save you. Mm-hmm. So I do think Mirai still would have gone with Misha.
Yeah.
And so would have been nominated week three.
Well, right. unless Misha or Mirai won the HOH here. So,
wait, right. Yeah.
So we'll see. If this is like, if we see it like, oh, there's another Misha HOH, like when we come back from the feeds tonight, then they'll say like, hey, they dodged a bullet.
But also,
I think for like Cynthia and Carson's game, it would have been a good move to get Todrick out, obviously.
100%. Yeah.
I think for Shayna, I don't necessarily know if it would be a good move for her to be part of it to get him out, like part of the plan to get him out because she's doing a great job of playing both sides. For Chris Kirkpatrick, I think that ultimately he has less competition if he gets Todrick out, but at the same time, like they think he's working with them. So it is a little bit like he's basically picking a side and showing his cards if he does that. So I think overall for basically almost everyone involved, aside from like Carson and Cynthia, like it's was a better move to just not do anything, even though it was like the boring move. But yeah.
It would have been very unfortunate if the maybe I lost my train of thought. What I was getting at, I have the sentence. Chris Kirkpatrick and Shayna definitely are in a much better position moving forward, having the two sides pointed at each other rather than pointed at either of them. I think Chris Kirkpatrick would have been definitely, he would have moved into like at the Todrick kind of spot of being like one of the bigger names in the house. It, like you took out Todrick, like that would have definitely not been great.
The only thing I'm left wondering, if this was a 90 day season, I totally agree. And the third week, but it's Celebrity Big Brother. We're going to have another eviction on Friday. We're gonna have another one on Monday after that. I just wonder if maybe in an accelerated game, maybe it might have been like roll the dice and do it.
I think she's just set up too well. Like we've said that she's playing the good floater game, like not the floaters grab a life vest game, like an actual playing the middle, like working with both sides. Everyone is telling her information. So why should she blow it up? Mm-hmm. I think she makes it farther.
To entertain us is all.
Mm-hmm.
She, watch another show.
We like good TV. Okay. All right. This is one from Cam. Do we think that they don't get paid or they get paid less if they quit and walk out? Why doesn't Catan just leave? Okay. So
I think they lose money if they, I really think a clause must have been built into the contract that said if you quit based on season one, I think they probably were like, we need something.
Melissa, did anybody ever just leave on Celebrity Big Brother? I think they've all gone out on, like, so I think that their payment may be sort of like like built into you have to be voted out of the game, because I don't think we've ever seen people just leave, but I do think we do see people say, yeah, I can go. I don't mind if you have to. I think it's my time.
Unless you're a fake house guest, then you just
Scaramucci. Yeah.
I do think that they probably have something built into the contract that basically says you can't just like walk out. You have to be voted out like legit. Mm-hmm. But I think there's not really much you can do to say like, don't say like, I want to go home or anything. Like, cause you know, I don't know.
Right,
I think that probably like if Chris were to just walk out the door and just go home, like I do think he would lose at least a portion of his stipend, maybe something like in terms of, I don't know, like a pro rata portion or something based on how many days he stayed. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it does seem like there's got to be some sort of penalty or else, you know, what's to stop anybody from just walking out? And my dogs are like sitting on top of each other.
Okay. All right. The RHAP out of context account, of course, you can check it out over on this week's edition of Pod Friends. Find out more. Sasha, as queen of mess, what is your favorite Lamar-ism on this season of Celebrity Big Brother?
She's not dead. Why are you crying?
Yeah.
That has it has to be the best one because I think that's how I react. All that fake hugging, I couldn't do it. I couldn't. I'd be like, you idiots, you just voted me out. Like, I'd put a Cody, I know I said it, and I'd just jump over and just be like, I hate you all. Or I would drag them to hell and then leave. It'd be one of the two. Like, don't hug me, stupid. Don't hug me. No.
I like when
Lamar, can I get that on a t-shirt?
Don't hug me, stupid.
Yeah, listen, there you go. You're welcome, everyone.
I do like when Lamar was like, do we have to walk her out? Like, what?
But then like, you tried to open the door the wrong way.
It's just so funny.
Yeah, I mean, I could say like best case scenario for Lamar for us is probably him getting at least second place. Just imagine the jury questioning. Imagine him coming out.
I don't think he gets second place. I think he wins if he gets to the end.
Maybe.
Yeah,
he's getting America's favorite player.
Well,
right?
That's the question.
Just imagine the headlines with the Shayna and Lamar final two. Oh my goodness!
Yeah, half-eaten sheet cake. Is the AFP race down to Lamar and Catan at this point? And I was trying to remember: do they even do AFP? But I think they do because didn't Ross Matthews get it?
They do. Yeah.
And who got it in season two?
No, Tom Green. Tom Green.
But no, the answer is Carson. There is competition for like Carson because my mom is like a casual viewer.
Everybody's
like,
mom.
I love Carson. Mm-hmm. So she's just like loving everything he's giving in the DR and how fun and funny he is. And she knows him from Queer Eye. And so like she's just a huge fan. And so I do think that like, I think he might end up with this one, depending on how long he stays. I mean, we'll see how this plays out, but I do think that he has they have some competition with Carson.
We better get the zoom in on Todrick's face after Carson gets his check.
Okay. All right. Anything else from Celebrity Big Brother tonight?
I'm glad Mariah is finally out and away from these people. That's all.
Yes. Free. Yeah. I hope she goes someplace nice. Okay. Yes. All right. Well, we'll talk about what's coming up here on Rob Has a Podcast here in just a moment. We have a very busy week of Celebrity Big Brother, of course, coming your way, which is going to kick off on tomorrow morning when Taryn is going to be back and he is going to be talking with Chantel Francis is going to be joining Taryn on Tuesday. Find out about the new HOH, who's potentially going up on the block. That's going to be live at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, coming up on Tuesday. Then, of course, Tuesday night, Melissa, you know what that means. It's time for the roundtable Stockwatch edition of the Big Brother Celebrity 3 2022 with Taryn and Melissa. Asia Welch joins Taryn and Melissa on Tuesday. Melissa, you got your stock prices ready to go?
Not yet, but they will be.
All right.
I'm going to probably do them on the fly as usual. So, you know, we'll see.
All right. Then Wednesday night, join us live after the episode when Taryn and I will be live with Phil Thompson and our very special guest, Hannah Chadha, will join us after the episode. So excited for that one. Should be a lot of fun to see how her former roommate is doing on this season of Celebrity Big Brother. But we have a jam-packed edition of The Slop. Of course, The Slop, that's the show where we talk about the nonsense in the Big Brother house. Patrons only, too hot for the main feed. We can only do it with the patrons or on the podcast. We'll be live on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Chappelle will be my co-host for that edition of The Slop when it's time for Wig Brother. Josh Wiggler is going to stop by to talk about what's going on. And Nicole Cesternino is going to join us to tell us about her many run-ins with the cast of Celebrity Big Brother 3. Nicole has multiple stories about her interactions with members of this cast. She will join us to tell her stories. There's a couple of doozies there. So Chappelle, Josh Wiggler, and Nicole Cesternino coming up on The Slop this Thursday at 6 p.m. Just recorded today with Pooya Zambakili. We talked about 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 Days. Boy, what a wild episode. Sasha hasn't watched it yet. I don't want to spoil it, but boy.
That hug is giving me spoiler already.
It's not them. It's not them. Gino and Jasmine are the headline.
Witness protection program for yes. Gino, please.
Yes. Okay. That great stuff. Plus, we even talked about the 90 Day Fiancé, The Single Life, Tell All, Part 1 and 2 on this week's edition of 90 Day Fiancé with Pooya. Then we also have the Amazing Race coming back. We'll be back on Thursday to talk more about the Amazing Race. I thought this was a very fun episode from this past week. Check out our recap up on robinswebsite.com. Then Joe Millionaire coverage as well. Myself and Jenny Autumn talking about Joe Millionaire. We'll be back Thursday night late to talk about this next week's episode of Joe Millionaire. Anybody here watching the Joe Millionaire?
Not watching, but listening to the podcast. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you, Matt. Yes. That's our key demo of people not watching Joe Millionaire, but listening to the podcast. Over the weekend, nothing but Netflix. Chappelle and I caught up with Sarah Carradine and Mari Forth to talk about Murderville. The brand new
that yesterday. Did
you watched it, Melissa?
So good.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. We talked about some of the high highs, some of the things that maybe could use some tweaks in more Murderville, but fun podcast, fun edition of Nothing But Netflix to check out for you up on robinswebsite.com. Then what else do we got? Oh, the weekly wrap up. If you miss anything tonight, maybe. I guess you didn't miss anything tonight. If you're just joining us, we had a great podcast. There might be highlights in the weekly wrap up. That's where we put together all of the best moments. We heard Sasha talking with where Mike Bloom ruined Jessica Lisa's game on the tar pit this week.
Ooh, nuts or sausages, baby. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, check it out every week on the weekly wrap up. And of course, this week on the wrestling wrap up, check out what Mari and Matt had to say with Matt Liguori.
Whoa, Rob, you still check in on wrestling every once in a while?
Yeah, I do. It's always been my dream that when my kids got old enough to start showing them wrestling. And so we did check out the Royal Rumble this past weekend. Yeah. So there's some building fandom going on here.
Yeah, the wrestling community seemed a little underwhelmed with the event, yeah. But I mean, I'll always watch a Royal Rumble, and I had a great time with Matt and Mari, so definitely go check that one out.
Okay. All right. On the wrestling wrap up. Then we also have, of course, great time to become a patron. I told you about The Slop. Plus, we make it so easy for you to watch the Australian Survivor, the Patron 5 for $5, plus everything going on in our patron community. That's all at robswebsite.com/patron. Be sure to hit that subscribe button if you're watching us here on YouTube, or subscribe to Rob as a podcast wherever you get your podcasts, or follow us on social media to stay in the know. Rob as a podcast on Twitter and TikTok, and at RHAP Grams on the Instagram. Okay. All right. Sasha, what's coming up for you?
You can find me on Twitter at funsize_04 to know more. And if you like the Amazing Race coverage and you're like, I want more, that isn't, you know, so like smart, because RHAP is like the smart coverage.
Stop.
No, please.
Stop.
It's true. But, you know, if you just want some mess and you want more Sarah Carradine, I record The Amazing Race every week over on Silent Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. It should be in your feed there. So go check that out as well. And I'll be on something else, but I guess I'm not allowed to speak yet. So you'll see me again on RHAP this week.
Okay. All right.
I see a lot of boomer sooners in the chat. So like boomer sooner for sure.
Mm-hmm. You're just not talking about the old people in the cast of Big Brother, you know, right?
The OU back there.
Okay. Great job tonight, as always, Sasha. Matt, what's coming up for you?
Well, obviously the Wrestling Wrap Up that just dropped a couple days ago. The challenge is in its off season right now, but we'll be back eventually with some All-Stars 3 sooner or later. So over on the Dom and Colin podcast with Brian Scally, we cover that. And then, the Choir Room. So Amon and I are just, you know, talking about whatever. I mean, it's usually Glee, but sometimes some other stuff. Some High School Musical coverage over there. Rob, I'm sure you checked out all 10 parts of Matt Gagan and I's High School Musical podcast.
10 parts.
You got to break it down as much as possible. So, I'm sure that'll be up in your queue.
I watched The Princess Switch 3.
Okay, close enough.
Yeah.
So that's that. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Yeah.
Great to be back.
Great to have you back, Matt. And then Melissa, what's coming up for you?
Well, roundtable tomorrow, obviously. But I also last week or something, maybe the week before, I don't remember, recorded with Stuff 90 Shows Taught Me about the Little Rascals, and you guys should check it out because we had a lot of fun talking about that. Also talked about other stuff, sleepovers, middle school, Barbies, etc. So very fun. Definitely check that out. And I swear I'll stop promoting that, but I just really don't have anything else other than that to promote aside from like literally this podcast. So
okay, Melissa, anything else good that you're watching right now?
I've been watching all the films that are nominated for SAG Awards, trying to get through that.
Marry Me this Friday.
Marry Me, obviously. I binged Murderville, which was funny. Definitely good to check that one out. And
which is the best episode of Murderville?
I really liked Marshawn Lynch's
episode.
Oh, bar none.
It was so funny. And then I also like Kumail Nanjiani's. It was funny.
Yeah, I didn't watch that one yet.
Those are my two favorites.
Yeah. All right. Well, great job tonight, Melissa. We'll be back on Wednesday night with another recap with Hannah coming up this Wednesday night. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.